steady in the storm, covered some things, but this is going to be part two. I kind of felt to go on down these lines, but I felt, you know, that the Lord was saying, how do you get steady in the storm? It's all right for us to get information, you know, hear testimony and all of that stuff, you know, but there's a doing part to being steady in the storm, you know, before the storm. And how many know that financial storms are going to hit your life?
Yes.
You can think they ain't all you want to. I'm in a new arena right now, you know, in my business. And it tried to move me a little bit, and I had to readjust to the Word of God, the Spirit of God. And then it broke through, and things started happening that normally didn't happen. See, and I talked a little bit about that, you know. And see, the Bible tells us not to put our trust in uncertain riches. How many of you be driving a brand new vehicle and that thing blow up going down the road? Boom! Man. And you're still owed $10,000 on it. Come on, somebody. Cassandra just told me the other day she had two vehicles paying $400 a month in her backyard. They ain't running. Yep. I said, you just keep on paying it. God sees it. God's watching you. God will honor you. Yep. You know how come I know that? Because I had one to blow up that I owed it the bank on, and I refused to let it go back. I refused to do it, and I told God, I said, God, I'll pay for this. I've got a good name, and I'll pay for them. Was it hard? Yes. Was it? But I had to let something be built in me that was greater than what I'm looking at trying to defeat me. Right. And you know what? I went on, praise God, and before you know it, God moved that vehicle, paid that vehicle off, got me a good, nice gun out of it, and all kinds of worked it to my good.
Amen.
But you know what? I could have said, bank, come get it.
Yeah.
But God, I ain't paying for no vehicle blowed up. See, that's ungodly character.
Amen.
That's ungodly. You signed for that.
Yep.
Running late on our bills and all of that. See, if we want to be steady in the storm, we got to be people of our word.
Yeah.
Just like Teresa's talking about now, you know, I mean, it's good to hear good testimony of that being healed, but there's things that she did to get to position herself to receive.
Right.
It wasn't she just come to church and heard a little sermonette, a 30-minute sermonette. We turned the TV off. We turned cops off. We turned preaching on 24/7. We meditate on the word. We go to bed hearing the preaching of the gospel. You know, take it to bed. Take your phone to bed. You know, we doing the things that when storms come into our life, but God, we are not moved. And you know what? Positioned herself, saturated herself in the Word of God. Listen to the Word. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, man, I need to watch news. And I thought, nah, news ain't good. God's good. God's Word's good. I refuse to turn on the news, the weather. Well, you got to keep up with things. I do the Bible. The Bible says everything I need to know about this ungodly world. It says everything I need to know about these storms that are going to come into my life. It says everything I need to know about my marriage, my finances, praise God. Well, you know what? Here she positioned herself, praise God, wasn't even praying for it, sitting there on the couch, and all of a sudden, you know, here it comes. It manifests. Well, how many knows that you can't bail out? If you start believing God for something, you know, don't bail out because your body says something or your finances says something. You know, she was talking about going to church. A lot of people choose work over church.
Yeah.
Wednesday nights. God, y'all are quiet. Come on, somebody. I mean, we're going to have opportunities, you know. I could have stayed up late last night and been drug down today, praise God, but I didn't. I'm going to bed. I don't care if it is Saturday night, but God, I've got church, and I'm going to be alive and alert. I'm going to be yielded to the Holy Spirit. I did that before I was even preaching.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's when I'm going to church. That's how come my job didn't ever get me. Finances didn't ever get me. Storms come into my life. I remember a time whenever I went through a storm and things happened in 2007, 8, and companies went under. They owed me money, and I kept spending. I got myself in a financial pickle, big one, praise God. And you know what? The Lord was telling me what to do. He was saying make agreement to pay them. And I was telling the Lord, I can't. I ain't got the money to pay them. I can't pay them. It was $16,000. I don't remember what it was. Big time. wasn't $600. Go in, Teresa, she says, just agree with God. Just get in agreement with God. Just agree with them. You know, that was the Lord. He dried up all my finances. I mean, knows God can dry you up.
Amen.
How many knows God can cut you off?
Yeah.
God will chastise me. God will not let me have my way when he's trying to get me to change. I know it's a little different this morning, but we got storms coming into our lives and we want to be yielded and obedient to the Holy Spirit all the time because he's got the direction we need. And you know what? When I made that agreement, but God, I called that lawyer and I said, I agree. I'm going to pay $500. I never missed a payment. It's paid off. Gone.
Amen.
You know what? I realized that God, I went to a church service and I just felt like to go up and let my pastor pray for me. I didn't really have no reason. I'm just in quicksand. See, sometimes you come to the Red Sea, baby. You want God to stretch forth that rod. Give me a word. Well, you know, he starts praying for me and he said, I see you in quicksand. And this quicksand is God. I thought, oh no, this is God doing this. I've been rebuking the devil and telling God, God, if you'll bring me all the money in, I'll go pay for it. I'll fly over there and pay them. Give me all the money. But that ain't what God wanted. God needed some character out of Scotty. God needed some yielding to the Holy Spirit. God, and you know what, praise God, I'm sitting here today, but God, I'm not broke.
Amen.
I'm blessed. I mean, I'm blessed. But you know what? The storms that I was yielding the right way in was bringing me to a place. It's bringing us to a place. Standing in the storm. I talked about the hospital, canceled $130,000. People said, well, you know, they just decided. No, they didn't just decide to. I know what I'm telling you. I know that God stepped in. I know that God stepped in because I told them I'm not going not to pay y'all. I couldn't see. I thought it was going to take me the rest of my life to pay the $130,000.
Bless you.
But it was the right thing to do. They was there for me, D. They saved me. They helped me. And I have to have gratitude, just like when Shannon and them paid that car payment. They sure was thankful when they let them have it.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. Yeah, but it ain't right. It's sitting there in the backyard. No, even it might seem like it's sitting there in the backyard. Bible says in Romans 8:28, for we know that he works all things together for the good. To those, even if they blow up, right?
Yeah, right?
See, standing in the storm don't just mean everything is just hunky-dory in our lives all the time. It means when things are not hunky-dory, we kneel down to the Lord. We bow to him. We fast. We pray. We saturate ourselves in the Word of God to where we're not weak.
That's right. Come on.
Paul said, who's weak? I'm not. He wrote most of the New Testament. In prison. Had a guy tell me one time, he said, you can make $2,000 on Saturday doing this garage door. I said, I don't work on Saturday, sir. I'll do it Monday. Well, it ain't going to happen Monday. I said, well, it ain't going to happen today. I said, I'm not for sale.
Yeah.
I said, my off day for my with my family's on Saturday, and I'm not for sale. My boss did down there at work, my brother come to me and he said, see, these storms were coming into my life to try me to see if I'm going to yield to the devil or am I going to yield to money or am I going, everybody's going to go there. You can have me on a fixed income, $500 a month, and that thing, you can worship that. You can give honor. You can spend time magnifying that, or you can magnify God. And you can say, God, you're bigger than what I draw. God, you're bigger than this. This is not going to make me believe I can't have anything. Bless God, I'm not bound to this little amount right here. You are Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
See, it's easy to do this in church, but when this reality here, see, everything is a test that comes into our life. And however we yield to that storm or to that test is going to determine what kind of victory we have.
Amen.
See, some people think God just is in control of everything. No, he's not. If he was in control of everybody on this planet, this church would be slap packed out, and there'd be four blocks down yonder.
Amen.
With a big TV on top so they could see it. People have their own will. Me and you have our own will. We can choose to yield our will to the Lord, or we can choose to have it our way. You know? And so give me that scripture, first scripture, man. Jesus said to them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Is it possible to go to church, Reverend?
Yes.
We're not talking about money now. Listen, money is on the bottom of God's list. Bottom. Somebody say bottom.
Bottom.
Somebody else say bottom.
Bottom.
The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains all these cars and houses and land and money and loses his soul?
Amen.
What profit? Just like Teresa sitting there. Now, we got plenty of money, got money and all that, you know. And here she is sitting on the couch, can't enjoy life, her feet messed up. You can have all that money, but not enjoy it. But she gets healed. Now you can enjoy it, money, baby. Like, God, you won't go somewhere now. See, the money wasn't important when you couldn't enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Backed out this morning in that truck of mine, the paint's peeling off of it and all that, and I believe God to be that free, and I started having these thoughts. I want to trade this truck and all that. And I looked over, I said, Lord, are you saying that, or is that my flesh? He said, that's your flesh. So I praised him all the way to church in 2004, paid for it.
Amen.
Now, bless God, I can go to work and get what I want. I can pay cash for it, and I'm doing cash. See, I'm getting on some of y'all's nerves.
No.
It ain't me.
No.
Come on.
It is not me.
Amen.
I love you. I'll give you the truck if God tells me to. I'll give you the other two I got up there. I give them away all the time. I've given away about 45 or 50. I've given away boats and four-wheelers and dune buggies and houses and land.
That's right. Come on.
See, if I'm getting on your nerves, it's not me.
Amen.
No, sir. See, God is wanting us to have a strong foundation for the times to come where he's our source. He's our Lord. He's our healer. He's our very help in the time of need, bless God. And when something attacks us, we get under that anointing that destroys that, hallelujah, destroys those yokes of bondage, sickness, and disease. God wants the body of Christ to where they walk totally healed. I don't, Teresa told me the other day, she said, why don't you go to a chiropractor? About the other day, a month or so ago. And I said, listen, I went and he popped me and it didn't help. See, I got a chiropractor that made my body.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
So I'm thinking, well, maybe my spine needs lined up. And so I bent down to plug my fan up, and my spine went pop, 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 pop. I thought, there he is.
Amen.
I bent down to get. I'm not against chiropractors, but you know what? I'd rather go to Jesus first. I'd rather get saturated in the Word first. I would rather get healed than to be popped and lined up.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. I would rather walk in divine health than need a physician ever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, Paul says the word works mightily. But Teresa was talking about this. She said, you know what? The word was working in me. She said, a lot of times because we don't see it real quick, we quit believing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
What does it say? What Jesus? That's Jesus. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say all.
All.
You can go to the prison. I ain't got time. Who tells you to figure that out?
Yeah.
He told me to go. He told me to have three jail ministries and a full-time job. Tote sheetrock from 5 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. I didn't tell him I didn't have time.
Right.
I left there, went home sometime, didn't take a bath, eat supper, nothing, and made it back down to the jail by 7 o'clock.
Come on.
And got back home at 10 and go next day toting sheetrock all day long again. I didn't say, God, you know I would if I had time. I said, God, I just yield myself to you, but God, and I'm going to rely on your grace. You said to do it. Now, this has got to be you, God. You said to do it, and Lord, I just yield myself to you. I can't see how I got time, God, but when you grace something in my life, Lord, I've got all time to time. I worked a full-time job, had and been faithful to my church, jail ministry Sunday morning after church, the city of Coleman, then went to the county after that, run home, took a shower sometimes, and make it back to church on Sunday night. Worked Monday through Friday. Where am I going with that? Well, I don't know. And this is not meaning nothing to me. You're not yet, baby. You just hang on. Jesus ain't through with you yet.
Amen.
He's doing a work in me and you, praise God. And His will, He wants His will to be our will. Yep. He wants His will to be our will. I've been telling the Lord since I've been saturating, we've been cutting off TV, and I don't even listen to secular radio. There's a tear in my ear. I'm alone. He probably can't hear that now. I told Travis, I said, all you hear is make the speaker go boom, boom. I want to sing at the band. I make the speaker go boom, boom. Prove it. Prove it when she ain't washing the dishes. Come on, somebody. Prove it when she ain't changing the diapers. Prove it when she ain't. Don't just say it's making. See, you're singing some nonsense. But if you in there love your wife as Christ so loved the church, then when she ain't, you'll love her anyway. When she ain't, or if you in there submitting yourself to your husband,
yep,
as unto the Lord, it don't say submit to him ungodly junk.
Yep.
It says submit to him as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Pornography ain't of the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Pornography shouldn't even. I'm tempted every now and then. I got it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I scroll through there. Now they got half naked women in the marketplace. Have you seen them?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it. I know it. And you know what? I went, nope. I ain't going to sit there in not one second and see a half naked woman.
Amen.
Why? It's going to mess with my anointing. It's going to mess with my character. It's going to mess with my grace. It's going to mess with my life. Hallelujah. It's going to mess with my healing. It's going to stop the anointing on the Word of God that I have. The anointed one. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is it possible to be faithful to church?
Yes.
I'm talking to y'all. Y'all all faithful. If you ain't, it's for you. I'm talking to Facebook land and internet land. I didn't want to come this morning. Been sick for 4 days.
Come on, baby.
We couldn't tell if you ain't supposed to.
Lord Jesus, I can't go this morning, Lord. I ain't got no praise team, Lord. They're all just to come to it, Lord.
You see what I'm saying? What did I have to do? I had to gear up, right?
Yeah.
I had to say, glory to God, everything ain't got to be just right. Just get me to the microphone. Just get me in church, bless God. Hallelujah. I don't care. I ain't got to have everything lined up to do your will, Jesus. I'm going to the house of God and give me my time. I want Monty to hurry up. Hurry, Monty. Come on. I'm sitting over there, and I mean, I'm ready to go, man. And Monty, I'm not wrong with it. I'm over here getting over with. Let me have fire. Why? I'm in the will of God.
Amen.
Now I feel great. I feel good. All of that stuff I didn't pay no attention to. Come on to the house of God. I could have called and said, well, you know, let's just call it off this morning. Everybody would have been, praise you, Jesus.
Come on.
Now, a bunch of you wouldn't. You ain't looking for a reason not to do the will of God.
Right.
You're looking, you ain't looking for a reason not to get saturated in the Word of God. And something takes place when we come to the house of God. We don't, sometimes we don't feel it right then and see it, but if we're attentive to the Holy Spirit, He's doing the work in us. And the Bible says it's Him that works in us. You think you want to work? You think you want to serve God because you just want to? No. He puts it in us to want to give and go to church. And if we're not letting Him put in us, we want to run from it.
Yeah, right.
We want to wait from it. If church is getting sick into you, you better start fasting. You better start praying. You better get that word. You better turn off whatever you have to turn off. And you better get that word flowing in there. But God, hallelujah. You know, I mean, I had CBs in my truck. I know about all that cussing and crap on them CBs. Back to back one then. I never did hear him because I'm on 4. They talk nicer on channel 4. They can't keep up with all the traffic. I don't need to, just watch the road. What is it going to profit me if I know there's a wreck 3 miles down the road? I ought not to be running too fast to get stopped to start with, right?
Right.
That's what I thought. Talking all this smack on her. Old ladies and my old lady this and my old lady that. I thought, Lord, maybe I just don't fit in. He said, you know, not in the world, Lord.
Amen.
He said, the world it's lost its pull on you, son. He said, it's lost its pull. He said, I've got a pull on you, and as long as you hang on to that rope, I'll pull you into my presence. I'll pull you into victory. I'll pull you into power. Why? Because the Bible says all things are possible to him that believes. You can love your wife like Christ don't love the church. Amen. You can do it. If you love your wife, why would you want to put more on her than she ought to have? Teresa wanted me to come up there and help her with her chickens one time. Now I've been living this way ever since I got saved. It ain't just right now. I need you to help me. To help you do what? Clean that chicken pen out. Had 200 chickens. You're like, well, I ain't married or nothing. Well, you got neighbors. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. See, you're not an island all to yourself.
Right.
Hallelujah. God's got something for everybody.
Yep.
But he first, before he uses us, he does something in us.
Right.
Usually before God uses us, he does a work in us.
Yeah.
He got me to where I pay my bills one time.
Yep.
When I wouldn't, he'd use Teresa to get on my nerves.
Yep.
I'd have a wallet full of money, didn't want to pay them bills, hang on to the money.
You ain't right.
You're telling you ain't right. Just listen to me. You ain't right. Pay your bills and be broke. Come on, somebody. That's godly.
Yeah.
Pay your bills on time and be broke. There was a time when me and Teresa had to figure out which ones we going to pay, which one was the most necessary. And the Bible says if we be faithful in the small, then make us ruler over much, right?
Yep.
Give me the next scripture, man. I'm going to try to shift yours if I can. For whosoever is born of God overcomes his job.
Yeah.
Overcomes anger.
Yeah.
Temper tantrums. Yeah. Grudges against your neighbor. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Whosoever's born of God overcomes.
Yep.
We overcome, right?
Right.
It says that this is the victory that what? Even our faith. You know what affects your faith? Get out of love.
Yep.
Don't walk in love towards God.
Yep.
It'll affect your faith.
Yeah.
Get out of love towards your neighbor. This road rage stuff. We're supposed to be temperate, settled, self-controlled. Have ourselves under control. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God told me the other day, he said, give somebody this money and give somebody ought to give some cards away. Be fasting and praying and saying, God, are you? Listen, I come to service, I got me a Cadillac. These, you know which one I'm talking about. Black God had them blacked out headlights, and I think, yeah, Cadillac, man. Whoo! I had that Cadillac, and I thought, I'm going to drive that Cadillac. Lord, I'm going to have me a Cadillac. Walked in church one night, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, give that Cadillac to Nemo. I thought, that devil's a liar. I mean, I absolutely thought, that devil's a liar. Bless God, I'm going to drive that Cadillac, man. You know, and I thought, that can't be God. And so I'm getting ready for service that Wednesday night. That was on a Sunday. I'm getting ready, preparing the message, and God speaks to me. He said, give that Cadillac to Nemo. And I thought, well, bless God, if he comes tonight, I'll give it to him. He didn't come too much on Wednesday at that time. I thought, he won't show up, and I won't have to give it to him, bless God. I'm going to take that title. And lo and behold, here he comes through that door. Now, my God, he showed up. Bless God. And so I told him, I said, Nemo, I said, you need to get over there and get your Cadillac out of my yard. What Cadillac? It's the next Cadillac in my yard. He's still driving that thing today, I think. Yes. That old Cadillac's still going today. I didn't want to give that Cadillac. It ain't about what you want. It ain't about what I want. It's about what is the Holy Spirit saying. God didn't give me that Cadillac for me. I told the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, that truck sits up there. Lord, did you want me to give it to Shannon? And the Lord said, no. So you didn't get it, Shannon. Bless God, if he'd have said, but I was going to tell you, don't take my stickers off. Wherever you go, you're going to be rolling billboard for blood overhead door. They stay on it. That's the deal.
That's right.
But what I'm saying is, I'm asking the Lord, am I supposed to be helping somebody that's sitting there? And sometimes you'll say yes, and sometimes you'll say no. But the thing about it is, it keeps my heart soft towards the Lord, you know, that if he tells me to he can tell me to give anything away but Teresa, and he knows he wouldn't ask for that because I would just have to tell God no.
Bless him, bro.
She's mine. You gave her to me, Lord, and you ain't going to take her. I'm being funny a little. But see, it says, we overcome even our faith. And when we're soft and pliable with the Lord like that, you know, then it causes our faith. When we read the Word and we meditate on the Word and our heart is soft and yielding, pliable to the Lord, don't the Bible say delight ourselves in the Lord and He'll give us the desires of our heart? But we got to watch out that some of our desires are not our own desires. Because then, the more that if it's that way, the more that we get of those desires, the more that we'll want. But when we get God's desires and them fulfilled in our life, we're satisfied where we're at. See, I bought a nice truck one time. I'd worked on my credit, and I didn't have good credit. My daddy was gone, and they wouldn't nobody help me. They knew not to help me. I wouldn't pay my bills. I mean, they're not stupid, Johnny. Come on, cosign with me. You ain't never paid for nothing. I'm not cosigning with you. That's what they would tell me. So I worked on it. I worked on it $10 a month. I thought, God, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on having good credit. Well, I worked on it. Before you know it, praise God, I started paying. He dealt with me about paying my bills on time. Do you wonder why that is? I'd gripe about the light bill going up. I ain't paying them all of it. That God be like, well, they'll turn your lights off. It's up to you. He wanted me to quit blaming everybody and blame him for big light bills. Hallelujah. Well, you know, there I go, you know, and then I go to the bank, and I said, I go to the car lot, I thought I'm not dealing with the bank. He said, go to the bank. I said, you do go to the bank. I told the dude at the car lot, I said, I'm not dealing with the bank, you are. What? I said, well, don't you know the bank? Don't you know them? Yeah. I said, I'm not going down there. I said, I'm going to do it all right here. Wow, I can do that. That's when it first started out. Now the car dealers are doing that. I did it up in Abraham. Pulled in there and he said, well, go to your bank. I said, I'm not going. You are. I said, if you want my truck, I want that truck. I'm going to trade even with you. You go to the bank. I ain't. You call them. Just call them. I'm going to Walmart. Be back in a little while. He called the bank. I drove that truck. We traded. One like the red one I got now. But you know what? I've sat on that lot and I bought a really nice truck. I thought, oh, Jesus. I moved up Jesus. And I pulled over to the side of the road before I went out of that parking lot. And I said, Lord, I said, help me that this truck never changes me, Lord. Lord, that it don't make me feel like nobody that I wasn't before I got the truck, Lord. Help me, Lord, when you bless me financially like you are, God, that I don't feel like a big dog. That I don't feel like that I'm not an underdog anymore, Lord. And I look down on those folk, Lord, that ain't got nothing that's on their way up, Lord. But I'll take them and help them get up. And I'll help them on their way up. See, me and you have to stay humble before the Lord.
Yes.
If we don't, we get this attitude, I work hard for that. Who gives you the strength to work?
Right.
I work long hours. Who gives you, the job?
Right.
Huh? People say, well, I pray for them. What about the Holy Ghost?
Right.
What about Jesus died for them? We can't get no credit for a whole lot of nothing.
Right.
We have to give Jesus credit for everything. Hallelujah. Told Travis one time, I said, son, if you want to be a wise man about business, because I said, you better turn that business off at 5 o'clock, son. Pay attention to your family and spend time with your wife. They didn't have kids at this time. I said, turn that thing off at 5 o'clock. I said, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. I said, you better be talking about the Lord to her. So that you got a life past work.
Right.
And he did it. I'll mention something about work. He'll say, Dad, it's after 5. My phone will ring and Teresa will say, it's after 5. She don't want me answering it. I'm smart not to because you know it's a bunch of junk.
Scotty, can you pray for us?
Where have y'all been 3 months?
Well, we've been in, but we're sick.
Yeah, but don't you know we can get you healed if you get in church?
Right.
Don't you know saturate yourself in the Word of God? So, a lot of times I won't answer it unless it's one of y'all, because I know y'all straight. Y'all ain't talking foolishness when I talk to y'all. Huh? So I can talk to you at 7. Anything other than that, not too much interesting. Why? Because I'm aware of time. I'm aware of where I'm at. I need a rest. My mind needs to. I make my mind rest. The Bible says there remains therefore rest to the people of God. And those that have entered in, ceased from their own work, has entered into that rest. Faith gives you rest.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, I used to think, well, I have faith that I got to go make things happen. Now, you got to be led.
Yep.
You know, be led. Yep. Because he'll give you less work, more money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work 70 hours a week. I'm not going to.
Right.
I believe 70 hours.
Yep.
I'm always on that. Glory to God, I walk around the blessing of the Lord. Thank you. Be ready. God, God, doors have done let me down more than once, God. The banks have let me down. Money let me down, Lord, but you've never let me down. The blessing always works. I'm sitting one time believing God to meet my needs. Ain't no, I went and bought them. I didn't know any better. So our light bill was due. And so we go over, going to church, Johnny, you know, and so I told Teresa, I said, well, bless God, I mean, you know, the Lord understands. I got to do my part, you know. So I go buy a load of watermelons, and I'm skipping church that weekend to get to try to get our light bill paid. I lost on that load of watermelon. And I never did that again. I thought, bless God, he'll either come through or he won't. He will. Praise God. And then I thought, Satan, he fooled me.
Yep.
I spent the money on the watermelons and lost money on the watermelons. I thought I would make enough back off the watermelons to pay my light bill. See, I wasn't trusting God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, glory to God. He's going to come through. Bless God. Somebody calls me up. They say, the Lord told me to give you $500. I said, where are you?
Amen.
I'm on my way. That was after I turned it over to God. And it wasn't too long, somebody else called me up. God, I've been struggling with this for 3 days. And I said, shame on you. I've been needing that for 3 days. Where are you at? We bringing it to you. God began to teach me then. Been saved 6 months. And I'm not going to be 27 years and go back to that garbage. He taught me down there that I am your Lord. I am your source. I am your supply. It's not your job. It's not your boss for you to get raises. It's not all of that. It's about the kingdom of God. Is your Him your healer. I'm your supplier. I'm your deliverer. I saved you. I delivered you. I give you grace. Hallelujah. And that's the way it still is today down here in this modern world we live in. That Bible's not modern. It's ancient. And it's right. And it's the only way. Jesus is it. He is the Word. Hallelujah. Give us the next scripture, man. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereas thou art called and hast professed a good profession before me. If we go confess we are, let's do it.
Amen. Come on.
Travis told me one day, he said, Dad, he said, I don't know anybody that has any disrespect for you other than people that's messed up. He said, why I'm saying that, Dad? He said, I've watched you my whole life. He said, and when you talk about the things of God, he said, I've never thought my dad's a joke.
Right.
He said, when you talk about fasting and things I didn't want to do at home, I've never thought Dad says one thing and does another.
Amen.
That Dad always, if he's fasting and praying before the Lord, he's not going to eat. He told me the other day, he said, my Dad, you fast every week, don't you? I said, every week? See, some of you, I'm on your nerves. You think I'm bragging. No, I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, praise God, healing comes through consecration towards the Lord. Finances. We don't know what the future is going to hold. God told me one time, he said, my business has been there. It's been there for 55 years. And I'm telling you, it went under. Yeah. 55 years it went under. He said, that business right there will never go under. I said, never is a big word. Big word. Why? Because there's a lot of aspects. But the kingdom of God stands sure. It stands sure. Give me that Romans. Here, Abraham, God told Abraham, he said, I've made thee a father of many nations. But for him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, to call up those things that be not as though they were. You know, it's okay to call things that be not as though they were when you're in church and around church folk, but let's be it when we're out of here.
Yep.
This thing attacked my body, attacked Travis then. I told him that, I said, you idiot, you think I'm going to succumb to that? Let God by Jesus Christ's time heal. Yesterday I thought, I don't even want to get out of the house. And I said, get out. I went and got my truck, said, I'll be back, babe. Be back in a little while, baby. What am I going to do, lay down?
Right.
Bible says what? Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Right? Yeah. Lay hold. Well, I started laying hold, Johnny. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I call myself healed, and I believe I'm healed, and I'm not going to say anything other than I'm healed. Call me on the phone. How are you, Scotty? Are you better? No, I'm healed.
Amen.
Now, really, how are you? How really? Read your Bible. It says, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. You just go ahead and proclaim it over me, too.
Right.
Amen.
See, me telling you I feel bad ain't going to make you feel better.
No.
It's going to make you feel worse.
Right.
I tell you, oh yeah, I'm healed by God. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Ooh, I feel the glory vibes. Hallelujah. He's healed. He's healed, Lord. Well, how can you do that? The Bible says we walk by faith. Because we believe. We walk because we believe.
Yeah.
Not this weird junk. This weird faith jump. We walk by what we believe. We believe we're healed. We receive healing. We walk it. We say it. We talk it. We think it. We meditate on it. God told me, he said, if you magnify money, he said, all you'll want is money. Yeah. He said, if you magnify healing, all you'll want is healing. He said, if you'll magnify the word of God, he said, the will of God is all you'll want. He said, it'll work in you to want my will and give you the power to do it. And I told the Lord, I said, yes, Lord. I said, these people at church, some of y'all are called to the ministry. Yeah. And I have not seen you do much in 8 years. I mean, I know y'all are shocked. Let's go on the streets, baby. I'm ready. Let's kick it up one Saturday. And that's my only off day, you poor cripple. That's pitiful. God can just cause your job just to quit and you'll have all the time in the world to do his will. But he's not that kind of God. He would rather me say, yes, Lord, I will make time for your will, even if I don't get to eat supper, even if I don't get to go home. He told me to go on the streets on Friday night. That's the only time me and my wife went out to eat, on Friday night. We didn't go on Saturday night because we're asleep through Sunday school. About somebody, we didn't want to sleep through Sunday school. We didn't want to not hear the alarm clock go off 15 times and can't get up and get to church by 10 o'clock. But boy, flea market time, you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Good God Almighty. I knew it was the Lord. Hallelujah. She told y'all a little bit about it. I woke him up and I said, you know what? We're just going to go to the flea market this morning. Oh boy, Travis was the happiest I've seen him since I got saved. Yee-hoo! Up in there, we don't even need breakfast. Down the store! Go to the flea market. Tracy, yeah, he feels good. I mean, oh, not doing the will of God feels good if you don't do it and you're in the middle of a mess.
Yes, Lord.
That was the worst Sunday I ever had going to the flea market. I'm telling you, we got into a fight, nearly backslid, nearly got a divorce, the truck wouldn't crank, and I'm dodging everybody up there because they know I'm supposed to be in church. It was pitiful.
Come on.
I looked and I'm like, Tracy, where are you going? Oh, I'm so torn that out. Looked at her, God, let's go this way. I had her by the hand. What's wrong? I said, there's so-and-so. They know we're supposed to be in church. That was pitiful. I couldn't even look at nothing, Donnie. Because everybody up there, I'm like, man, they know I'm supposed to. It was called conviction.
Yes. Yeah.
Just because I knew, I love the Lord. I should have been in church. And I just started thinking in my mind, we need a break and we need some time together. And that's a lie. It was a lie.
Yeah.
It was all a lie.
Yeah.
The best times we've ever had is getting ourselves saturated in the Word of God so that we stay together and unified together out there. Then you can enjoy anything. You can sit on your doorstep and enjoy one another when you're close to God.
Yes,
I mean, you can get in the truck and just ride down the road and look at everybody's tulips and have the best time of your life looking at yards.
Amen.
Come on.
Joyce Myers calls it enjoying everyday life. See, he told Abraham, he's going, I've made you a father of many nations. See, he's called us out of the world into his kingdom, praise God. And I mean his kingdom where there's healing, peace, joy. I've got joy all the time. The only time I don't have joy is when I focus on the wrong stuff. I mean, I'm dealing with it now. I got Dave working, Travis needs to work, and these things ain't working out, and it tries to eat me at night. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Y'all might not even know that's a trial to me. But if you care about people, that's a trial to you. You know? And I have to cast that over on the Lord and say, Lord, there's just really not a lot I can do, Lord. You know, and the Lord, I mean, peace. Every time I do it, peace comes. And then I'll be like, oh, I can offer this.
Amen.
I can do this. And then I'll. But other than that, I'm frustrated. He said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Now, Travis, I'll offer him. I'll say, hey, son, got to go do this. You, it's up to you, work or not. You at least stay in bed.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. Ha ha! Woo! Oh, yeah, I did the will of God, Lord. I did my part, praise God. See, we can all do our part and please the Lord no matter what the storm is.
Amen.
We got to be steady in the storms of life. Or I'm telling you, the Bible says there was two foundations. One was on the sand, one was on the rock. He said, those that built theirs on the sand, the storms come. The Word of God is like building. When you build your life and get it in your heart and your mind, renewed to the Word of God, it's like building your life on the rock.
Right.
He said, the storms come that tore that house down. But those that dig deep, that's paying your bill all the time. That's forgiving one another.
Amen.
That's stop having road rage out there. Stop getting mad at them. What we want to call idiot drivers, like we've always not done no idiot stuff.
Right.
Well, I went to Richard's house one day, and he's got a big nearly S-curve. And I mean, I felt it, Richard. I could see where your boys or somebody been hitting it. I thought, oh, yeah. Whoa! I made sure nobody was with me. But it just felt it, Johnny. I wanted one last time to hit that curve. Oh, and just glide around it. Felt good.
It's a good one.
I used to do it. And then I come back down. I thought, man, I made ruts in Richard's road. That was bad. I couldn't even enjoy my skidding around. Because the slung rocks out and the road's a little rough. See, that's ungodly. I should have got out and raked all them rocks back out in that road because I'm messing everybody's road up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come down here and I'm like, God, why is people just slanging the gravel out of the yard here, Lord? I just come to scrape this. He said, they don't care about me like you do. I said, oh, I understand, Lord. He said, but they don't give my favor like you do either.
Right.
He said, so go fix the hole. So I went down there. Yep, here we go. Every time I make something happen for God, He makes something happen for me.
Amen.
My phone rung. Yeah, need price on doors. Give price on doors sold.
Amen.
Put a few gravel in there. I'm like, anybody else want to spin out right here? Glory to God. Let them use this driveway. I'll bring my tractor and fix it. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Here, he says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. See, he was going by that what was spoken. Abraham was believing God, and it was counted to him for righteousness based on what God had told him when they couldn't even have kids. And here we are today.
Yep.
And I learned a great thing out of that. I call myself blessed. I call myself healed, and I tell the Lord, Lord, help me be what I say. Help me be the healed. Help me be the blessed. Lord, let all nations look and say that you are my God. Not bragging on the money and all that. Here go. I told my brother the other day, I told him, I said, you know what? I said, in the Bible, I said, they serve God. There's a difference in serving God and not serving God. Walking with God and following God and not walking with God and following God. There's going to be a difference. I said, I told him, I said, they became very rich that followed God. I said, I'm going to be very rich. I said, but I'm willing to distribute.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it. I'm willing. See, you can't outgive God. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. And not just give to my son. Oh, I've got emotions with him. I can give to him real easy and not even bother. But I was telling him, I said, I was going down the road and I got $10 allowance. It's what all I made. Me and Teresa started disciplining ourselves after we got saved. Somebody say discipline ourselves. That means we started taking out money and distributing them in our bills. I had $10 to make it all week. Eating, coats and stuff. All the money, and I'm going down the road. There's a wino on the side of the road. And the Lord speaks to me. I'm driving for another man. He said, give him that $10. I passed him. I thought, no, man, that can't be God. God wouldn't want me to do that. That dude probably going to go buy wine or something for that. You know, man, that's my allowance. That's reasoning.
Yeah.
But who's it going to make suffer if I give that?
Me.
Right? You see where I'm going with that? It's all about me, Lord. Surely you wouldn't want me to fast all week, would you, Lord? I went on and I thought, bless God, that's the Lord saying that. I thought, you know what, brother? God, I've lived all my life. You know, I lived with 17 brothers and sisters. We didn't starve to death. So anyway, I turned around. And I told that guy about Jesus. You know, that Jesus told me to give this to you, that the Lord loves you. And he let me pray for him and all of that stuff, you know. And so I went on. You know, and I felt good. I felt really, really good. Well, people started buying me biscuits and bringing me Cokes. I mean, I'd go to jobs and, hey, we got a Coke. We got some extra biscuits for breakfast. You want one? Sure.
Amen.
That was $3. Hey, Coke's in there, man. You want a Coke? Want one for later? Sure. Sure. I didn't like nothing. I'm like, dear God, maybe you'll want me to give the other $10 away next week. You know, that's why I fell. Well, anyhow, I'm reading a few days after that. And I'm going to close with this. I was reading a few days after that, and it says, beware who you entertain, for some have entertained angels unaware. And whenever I read that, I could see that guy on the side of the road. I thought, bless God, that was an angel problem. And Lord, I didn't really know that I was entertaining you, that I was willing to give to you, Lord. You know, and you know what, today, I ain't on no fixed income, thank God. I have $10 a week. I ain't what I want too much. See, if we be faithful in the storms of life and yield God's way, storms can be good. They can bring out good things in our life, like new roofs. I mean, financial trials are taking you higher. Just make sure that you don't forget God when it takes you higher. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.